Thanks for calling customer support. This is Sandra. How may I help you?
Hi. Yes, I got something ordered, and I did not want the second one.
May I have your zip code?
8240.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Kim Martinez.
Okay, the zip code was 88240.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't see an account here for you, but let me try something else. One moment. Okay, Ms. Martinez, here we go. May I have your mailing address to make sure you have the correct account?
The what, ma'am?
Your mailing address.
Kimberly Martinez with 2 Y and 2 V's at iCloud.com.
Okay. Okay, and thank you. Your mailing address, please, also?
1400 East Texas.
Okay, and the city and state?
Hobbs, New Mexico.
Thank you. I do see here that you ordered the Hype Watch. Is that what you're calling about?
Yeah, no, I was calling
the
about
smart
the
watch.
Pods. I don't want those.
You don't want what now?
The Hype Pod.
The AirBuds?
Yes, I don't want those.
Okay, let's see here. I see where you paid the $7.92 shipping and handling for the watch. Of course, that's the fitness tracker. It's going to help you stay in control of your health. Now, the AirPods. Since you just placed that order, I don't see those yet. So you may have to, I need you to call back in about 30 minutes because I don't see that on your account. I only see the watch.
Okay, because it says that I have purchased it, but I do not want it.
Okay. I don't see that on your account. I only see that you were charged $7.92.
Okay.
And you just placed that order, so it hasn't fully processed. So if you'll call us back. We're here 24/7, so you can call back in about 30 minutes. Let's see if it will show up.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But thank you for calling customer support, so we'll talk back with you soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.